Top of the news this Friday evening, Pope Benedict XVI offered prayers today for the victims of devastating floods in Uganda as he met with a group of bishops from the Central African nation at the end of their ad limina visit to Rome, Chris Altieri reports.
A landlocked country in East Africa, bordered by Kenya to the east and Sudan to the north, Rwanda and Tanzania to the south and southwest, Uganda is rich in natural resources, including expanses of arable land and considerable mineral deposits. Recent heavy rainfall has caused great devastation in the Bududa region of Uganda, and in his remarks to the bishops on Friday in the Apostolic Palace, Pope Benedict XVI expressed his concern for the victims.
I offer prayers to Almighty God, the Father of all mercies, that he may grant eternal rest to the souls of the deceased and give strength and hope to all who are suffering the consequences of this tragic event.
The people of Uganda are predominantly Christian, more than 40% of whom are Catholic. Pope Benedict praised the bishops for their pastoral efforts and encouraged them to continue their work of fully evangelizing and instructing the faithful, saying renewed evangelization gives rise in turn to a deeper Catholic culture which takes root in the family.
You are aware of the need to encourage the Catholics of Uganda to appreciate fully the sacrament of marriage in its unity and indissolubility and the sacred right to life. I urge you to help some priests as well as the lay faithful to resist the seduction of a materialistic culture of individualism which has taken root in so many countries.
The Holy Father called on the bishops to promote true ecumenism while being especially close to those who are more vulnerable to the advances of religious sects.
Guides them to reject superficial sentiments and the preachings that would empty the cross of Christ of its power.
The Pope especially praised the bishops' organized pilgrimages to the shrine of the Ugandan martyrs at Namugongo and encouraged them to continue their support for people engaged in charitable activity.
Continue to sustain all who with generous hearts assist displaced persons and orphans from war-torn areas. Encourage those who care for people afflicted by poverty, AIDS, and other diseases.
The role of ecclesial movements in the life of the Church, the continuing formation of priests and religious, and the need for bishops to provide a strong example of spiritual fatherhood were also among the themes of the Holy Father's discourse to the bishops of Uganda on Friday, which he concluded by imparting his apostolic blessing. I'm Chris Altieri.